With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's disappointed that Ukraine's leader has not reviewed a U.S. peace plan aimed at ending the war with Russia. President Trump claims Moscow supports the proposal and urges Kiev to act quickly. The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of some board members. Here's Bernie Bennett with more details.
The court's conservative majority suggested it would overturn a unanimous 90-year-old decision that is limited when presidents can fire agencies' board members or leave it with only its shell intact. Chief Justice John Roberts referred to the decision known as Humphrey's Executor as a dry husk. Liberal justices warned that the decision sought by the administration would concentrate vast power in the president's hands, robbing the agencies of expertise. Solicitor General D. John Sauer defended President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause and called on the court to jettison Humphrey's Executor. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Paramount has gone hostile in its bid for Warner Brothers Discovery, challenging Netflix in its bid for a merger. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with more details.
Netflix reached a $72 billion takeover deal with Warner Brothers Discovery just days ago. Paramount says that it is going straight to Warner Brothers shareholders with a $30 per share in cash offer for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery, including its global network segment, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. Paramount argues that the Netflix deal faces too many regulatory hurdles and would stifle competition. President Donald Trump says that the deal struck by Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem because of the size of the combined market share. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. An atheist group has a problem with the Department of Labor. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer to call off a prayer service scheduled for Wednesday at the department. The foundation claims the event is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A number of President Trump's cabinet secretaries have been hosting voluntary prayer events, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration will restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. Two separate Muslim terrorist groups are at work in the northern part of Nigeria and have indeed murdered tens of thousands of Christian believers over the past 10 years. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says in a post on X, the U.S. is taking decisive action in response to those mass killings. This is SRN News. A former National League MVP and five-time All-Star is headed to Cooperstown. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaum.
Jeff Kent has been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Era Committee.
It's a true honor.
Steroid-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were among seven players who fell short once again. Kent appeared on 14 of 16 ballots. The five-time All-Star won the NL MVP award with San Francisco in 2000. Carlos Delgado received 9 votes, followed by Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy with 6 each. Bonds, Clemens, Gary Sheffield, and Fernando Valenzuela each received fewer than 5 votes. Kent will be inducted at the Hall in Cooperstown on July 26th. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
And the U.S. Department of Transportation is waiving part of a fine that was assessed against Southwest Airlines after the company canceled thousands of flights during the winter storm in 2022. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.